Chaz Holder with Holder Wealth Management with me this morning. Good morning, Chaz.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show today. You'll have to excuse my voice a little bit. I've fallen victim to that winter illness, I'm afraid.
Well, it's going around, and if you need to cough, we'll take care of it for you.
Or just hit the edit button.
There you go. All right. So what's going on in the world of finance? 25,000.
So historic. Dow crossed the 25,000 mark recently. Continue to rise. Corporations, individuals, they have this new tax bill that's hopefully going to add to businesses' bottom lines. North Korea tensions seem to have cooled for the moment. So we've got all this good news out there, but something else is really a buzz. Bitcoin.
Yeah, we've all heard about Bitcoin and what can be done with it or not done with it. Well, what is it? What's going on?
Yeah, that's kind of a big question. Bitcoin is known as a cryptocurrency, and at its most basic level, Bitcoin is a currency. It's used to buy and sell goods or services, just like the dollar, the euro, the yen, etc. It's exchanged on Bitcoin exchanges, and it can actually be purchased with your typical standard currency. So, for example, I could go out and buy 2 bitcoins for 25,000 US dollars.
And where does it come from, and what can you do with Bitcoin?
Interesting. Again, so Bitcoin comes from Bitcoin miners. And these are individuals using sophisticated computers and algorithms to solve complex math problems. Essentially, Bitcoin miners, these are the market makers of the Bitcoin currency. So without these Bitcoin miners, there couldn't be any Bitcoin transactions. And as a reward to these miners, they're paid in, what else, Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. This increases the supply and helps fuels the actual market. And this is the part that fascinates me. Not how the Bitcoins are actually made, because you probably need a PhD in computer science to know that, but why the Bitcoins have value. You know, your typical currency is usually backed by sovereign governments. Before that, it was backed by an actual precious metal like the gold standard. In other words, there's some underlying government or precious metal that stands behind the value of that dollar, euro, or whatever currency. You know, part of what makes the U.S. dollar a relatively stable currency is that there's a high degree of confidence that this country is safe with respect to its ability to back up its money. And it's interesting to compare this to Bitcoin, where there's really no underlying government or precious metal to stand behind it. It kind of begs the question, why does this thing have value at all?
Yeah, if there's nothing connected to it, why does it have value?
Exactly. And its value as a currency comes in two parts. It can be used to buy goods or services. So some companies are starting to recognize it. Examples of that, Overstock.com, Microsoft, Etsy, Intuit, Dish Network, Expedia. I wouldn't say it's a commonly accepted currency yet, but the number of Bitcoin-accepting businesses, it's increasing. Interestingly, Bitcoin is exchanged anonymously between owners' digital wallets, so it doesn't have any identification to it, which lends itself to a very useful currency in illegal transactions. Mm-hmm. So Bitcoin has proven itself useful in illegal and an underhanded way as well. Mm-hmm. And another reason why Bitcoin has value, well, because other people want to own it. With a relatively stable supply, an amazing demand for Bitcoin, its value relative to other currencies has gone up tremendously. Most recently, Bitcoin, though, has been on a pretty wild ride.
Chaz Holder with Holder Wealth Management today, talking a little bit about Bitcoin. We've heard about this next one. We've heard about Bitcoin in the news. So, what exactly has happened?
Well, so it was developed in 2009, but because of its opacity, there was never really any established price for Bitcoin. We didn't have a market for it till about March of 2010. And there's a notable transaction, if you Google this, of early Bitcoin in May of 2010, where a developer traded 10,000 Bitcoins for 2 large pizzas. And this put the value of Bitcoin back then at about 0.03 of a dollar per Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Those 10,000 Bitcoins today, or I should say trading at its peak back in 2017, be worth almost $200 million.
Wow. That's just incredible growth, and I'm not paying that much for pizza.
No, I know. For 2 pizzas, I mean. Yeah. But that was its very beginning. And, of course, it's taken off since then. It's been a roller coaster ride for sure, maybe even better described as a rocket ship ride. Mm-hmm. Calendar year percent change in Bitcoin values, 9,567% in 2010, 1,419% in 2011, 206% in 2012, 5,993% in 2013, a negative 63% in 2014, a what I would call a relatively measly 42% in 2015, 123% in 16, and this past year, 1,643% gain in Bitcoin. No shortage of volatility with this.
So as a wealth advisor, I mean, what do you tell people about Bitcoin as an investment?
You're right. So I've had a number of clients and prospective clients ask me about Bitcoin, and it's a really tempting proposition. You know, investing in something that could barely get you two pizzas 7 years ago, now worth $200 million, mm-hmm. sounds too good to be true. The truth is that cryptocurrency, it's still brand new. It doesn't have enough history behind it to analyze it as we would traditional investments like stocks and bonds. You know, hindsight's 20/20. If I knew in 2010 what I know today, I'd probably be in a yacht as I get out of this cold.
Yep.
But Bitcoin faces a very certain future. It doesn't have much of a past to really give us an indication as to where it's heading. We do know that it has incredibly high volatility, you know, having double-digit percent falls in an hour, while also having 1,000% returns a year. Bitcoin is also so new that governments and exchanges haven't yet caught up to it. And what I mean is you can expect countries to begin passing legislation or taking action that would affect the management, the registration, the trading of Bitcoin. A good example of this is South Korea, where its justice minister recently sent cryptocurrency prices tumbling when he mentioned that the nation was looking into halting the trading of Bitcoin there. So it's new, it's unregulated. Bitcoin trades at disparate prices, which lends itself to arbitrage opportunity. It's like the Wild West, but mm-hmm. in cryptocurrency form.
So you've got political risk, you've got trading risk, you've got investment risk. Would there be any reason to own Bitcoin?
Sure. I if you're willing to accept these risks, then you might get huge payoffs. There's also a substantial chance that you lose a large part of your investment. You know, it's attractive, and it's in the news because it really has been one of these get-rich-quick things that has turned out to be true. Unfortunately, everybody knows about it now, so I don't think that real deal exists. You know, it's been priced because of the news. Not to mention the volatility of Bitcoin is too much, and it's inappropriate for those clients who are chasing or not chasing, but following that proven long-term investment approach. Right now, though, you know, Bitcoin, I would say, is a true gamble, and it's probably an overpriced gamble.
Anybody wants to get in contact with you, talk about Bitcoin, or you know, maybe just look over their portfolio, maybe get a second opinion. How do we get in contact?
Absolutely, give us a call, Holder Wealth Management, 398-4015. We're located here in Champaign.
Chaz Holder, Holder Wealth Management. Get better.
Thanks, Jim.